was a cold October morning as darkness descended on a small Italian pet shop. Geppetto opens the door with his pale, gaunt hands. The man behind the counter of the pet store is startled by Geppetto's ghostly appearance.
Can I help you, sir?
Geppetto stares at the man and his visage turns violent.
Monkey.
The pet store owner gestures to a caged primate on top of a shelf to the right of the register.
This is the only one we have right now. His name is Garbanzo, though he has a few character flaws.
Bene is a beautiful monkey.
Tune in next week when we visit the rest of Organ Grinder, the Revenge of Sound.
Hey everybody! Hope you're as excited for the next installment of Organ Grinder as we are.
Yeah!
Woo! Woo! Fucking sexy Italian nonsense.
That's right.
Welcome to the Molehole Radio. Here's TJ.
Thanks, Gogs. It is me, El Topo, TJ, a man of many names and few talents.
Amen to that.
To my right is also a man of many talents. And many names, and many cockheads. God.
Two snakes fighting.
That's right. We also have Vinny here. He is...
I'm here.
...like kinetic energy, flowing wildly around the room, splashing against my face like a wave from a kiddie pool.
That's the urine I saved from last week's show.
Bring your urine.
Bring your urine. But anyway, I'd like to start off the show by... getting into a little known fact, something we don't really talk about a whole lot in the show. Things that you hate, guys.
Things that I hate?
Yeah, we don't talk about that enough.
You know, I don't really, you know, I don't like to think that I hate so much.
Do you hate triangles? Oh, that's Vinny.
I hate triangles. Yeah, he does. I hate triangles.
Do you hate parallelograms?
Yeah. No, they're, I find them comforting.
I have a question.
This week, Vinny hates leverage.
Do you hate...
No, leverage is good. There's nothing to hate about leverage.
Do you hate rays? You know, like in math, you know...
Oh, I thought you were talking like R-A-I-S-E.
No, I'm talking about... Is it R-A-Y? You know, I'm talking like...
I told my boss I wanted a raise. He gave me a ladder.
That's a stupid joke.
That was the worst joke ever. No, but like in math, remember you had like... What was it? Raise...
Rise over run.
And then the other one was like the 2 points, the law... I don't remember.
Well, the ray was... There was a chord... And a ray.
A cord?
Yeah. I'll stop talking.
Okay.
What about that?
Enough.
All right, do your hates.
What about repeating numbers?
Right. Like six with that line over
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no, I don't like repeating numbers. No.
That makes sense. No. Do you need conclusion?
Do you like
pie? I like pie.
How do you
pie is a repeating number? Pie was not repeating,
no, it
but,
repeat.
But it goes on to affinity.
How do you
right.
how do you
repeat?
How do you feel about now let's go move on from math to literature to spoken word. How do you feel about onomatopoeia?
Love it. I love the onomatopoeia.
Slap!
Although, is the word onomatopoeia an onomatopoeia?
No.
Onomatopoeia!
Any word. Alright, anyway, let's get into Gogs' hates.
Boom! Alright, let's start off small and we'll work our way up to the bigger things. Fanboyism. Now that it's post E3, all the fanboys are coming out of the woodwork saying how much they love their PlayStation 3 and how much the Xbox sucks. Or vice versa.
I've been saying that for a long time.
I know. Well, fanboys are fucking garbagey. And I'm just going to leave with this. Get a job, buy a second system. Next. self-help authors. There's this whore on CNN by the name of Jane Velez Mitchell.
Jane? She's got three names.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a... She...
Is she hot?
Jane Velez Mitchell?
No, yeah. No. It's just Jane Velez Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
But she...
Is she good looking?
No. Bit of a... Let's see, how would we put this? No, she's not a hag. But if this was like the old timey days in the frontiers, let's say she trades pelts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, sure. Missing teeth.
No.
She's not washed the
hair. She's a lesbian. She likes vagina. Hence the fur.
She trades pelts. Oh, wow.
I thought you meant she actually
she's a lesbian.
Pelt. Okay,
but,
yeah, gotcha.
Okay, so she wrote a book. And I'm cool with lesbians. I like them. She wrote a book about addiction. Like, she used to be addicted to, like, meth or booze
vagina.
Or something.
Addicted right. to Tampax.
Yeah, so she wrote some book like, You Can Do It or Your Addiction Problem or something. She
you Can Do It, the self-help book by Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
You can do it!
How to make an acting career out of nothing. Yeah. So she wrote this book on, like, how to help with addiction. She's trying to sell it, like, I'm helping you with all this. You know, she's trying to be helpful. She's trying to sell like she's helpful. But she's selling a book. Like, you think if someone gives that much of a shit, like, they want to be that holy and helpful and, like, they want to fix people's lives, they'd give the information away.
There's no such thing as that.
No. Exactly. So self-help authors are the biggest fucking slime bags of any
author.
Yes.
They write shit just so they write it under the guise of humanity. Just so they can line their own fucking pockets on other people's suffering.
If I could tack on it, I mean, that's sort of like how I feel about, like,
religion?
Well, yeah, but, like, you know, we're all aware of who Dr. Drew is.
Oh, yeah.
From Loveline, and he's popular now because he's got a couple of shows on VH1.
Celebrity.
Sober House and Reality.
Sober House.
Celebrity Rehab. And, you know, to me, like, those shows are great because they're just train wrecks.
Right.
And Dr. Drew's like, well, this is, you know, to help them out and all this. It's like bullshit, dude.
It's like that show Intervention.
You're just exploiting
Intervention.
Those Intervention.
Love
Intervention.
But hate that show.
You could have, you know what, if you wanted to, you could just intervene people without putting them on TV. Yeah, like, no, you can't sell commercials for real life.
Bingo.
Exactly.
That's the way it works. You can't fucking put a book jacket on Good Advice unless it costs $13.
I mean,
if they would just be... I guess they'd just be more upfront about it. They're like, I wrote this book. I think it'll make me some money.
Right.
Buy the book. I'd be like, well, at least you're being honest.
Yeah, at least you're being honest.
Instead, she's writing this book. She's like, maybe you're addicted to sex, or maybe you're addicted to eating, or maybe you're addicted to not being addicted to anything.
Right.
Like, maybe you're addicted to being sober. You know, my book will help you.
My book applies to everything.
Buy my book!
It's like it's a one-stop shop for addiction.
Yeah,
it's
like, she's like, I got a fucking floor-mounted vibrator. I am two payments away from paying off.
Floor-mounted.
Yeah, like, there's the whole floor.
Gas generator hooked up to it.
Kickstart. That's what it sounds like. So, okay, next. The guy from Future Weapons, Mac.
What the hell is Future
Weapons? Mac Machowski or whatever.
What is
History Channel, there's a show called Future Weapons.
Okay.
Remember when Red Faction Guerrilla came out?
Yes.
Do you remember the ad campaign they had where they were talking about all the different ways to blow up buildings and stuff?
Yes.
He was the guy. Now, look, he is a badass. He's a Navy SEAL. He knows every martial art. That's him.
Wow, he looks tough as shit.
Pull a video up, though. Go to YouTube and just do any Future Weapon. Do the AA-12 Future Weapon bit. And I'll show you what I don't like about him. Here's the thing. He could probably kill me 40, 90 different ways. But when he talks...
He looks like porn star Ben English. Anybody? Brazzers guy?
Wow.
Anybody?
I don't know his name, but I know who you're talking about.
You know exactly.
I think the show might have been canceled, actually, so it's not on their website. We got to YouTube it or something else. Anyway, do the AA-12 one, though, because it's a fun video to watch.
What's an AA-12?
It's a fully automatic shotgun.
Holy shit, that sounds awesome.
So, okay... Listen to the way he talks.
Been in military service for almost a century. They're ideal for close quarter battle, and they fire a whole range of lethal ammo.
I feel like he's sitting there rubbing his nipples the entire time.
Are adaptations of civilian hunting weapons. Very few have been designed from the ground up for military purposes.
He's sitting there just
that is
enjoying
until now.
Until now.
He's like coming to Blackwater Firearms Training Center in Wales, North Carolina, to test
that's
fire a
brand
the
voice new that big tough looking dude.
Yeah. Oh, just go later. Go to like about here when he's talking about the grenade rounds, which are awesome.
The first AA-12 prototype was designed and built in the 1970s.
That's awesome.
Then it was taken over by Jerry Baber.
You can get that in.
Go like from the back nine, like to the very end. Like, play now. See what happens.
Takes a while.
Spray of shrapnel with each hit. With this round, it's not just a shotgun. It's a miniature grenade launcher.
I kind of want to watch this show now.
It's a cool show with a great idea. But the whole time, it just sounds like he's just stroking himself off to these weapons.
Aren't you, though, watching it at home?
But I don't sound like it. I'm not sitting there going, the anti-tank gun. Before you had to kill tanks with regular rockets. Exactly. And that's how this guy sounds.
Can, like, can you talk about your...
What do we talk about?
The rest of your hate segment.
We need
like
to have...
That.
No, the rest,
oh God.
What's this guy's name?
Mac Machowski.
You know, I got a couple of...
Should we pull some strings and get him in here?
He's actually out front because I saw your wave earlier.
Oh, no.
So you think
is he going to kill me?
You think,
do
no,
I need to hide?
I don't think
I should hide.
I think he's flattered because, like you said, the show's been canceled, so now it's out on DVD. I think he should get out of here. and let him come in, and maybe we could interview him about his favorite
weapons. I heard him say he thought you were cute.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Goodbye, guys.
All right, well, Goggs is gone. Hey, it's good to have you here.
Matt?
Yeah, it's very good
it's
to
Mac.
Have
you. Mac. Mac Machado.
Mac, I'm sorry, Mac. I thought you said it was Matt.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Are you grinding the couch?
It's how I talk. The only way
I
can
talk. I wish you'd stop
matter.
Grinding
hey,
my furniture.
That's how I have to do it.
Now, you know, me and Vinny, we have a limited knowledge of weapons. You know, we play a lot of video games.
I have a knife.
Right. He has a knife.
I've
what,
seen that.
What would you say is your favorite weapon of choice?
My favorite of all time? I'm going to have to go with the M1 Garand.
What's the M1?
It was a choice rifle of World War II.
Yeah?
You could crack a skull open with that. You could run it under a tank tread.
What are you doing? What
I'm enjoying. I'm thinking about the M1 Garand, the best service rifle of all time.
I can see. Sir, I can see your boner.
I know. It's okay. Don't worry.
I can
about
see
it.
Your erection.
Yes,
sir.
It's. Well, guess what's strapped to that? A laser sight. You know why? For better target. It's uncomfortable. It's okay.
Jesus
drink
Christ.
It in. Wait, oh right, God, I don't want to. That guy, I want to snap his neck with all of the karate I know. I know my fact. I love Jeet Kune Do.
Wait, so you even like martial arts? You get all.
I know them all. You yeah. name one. I got.
How do you think you do?
Do you like Taekwondo?
Seagal.
I would kill Steven Seagal. Yeah. 18, maybe 20 different ways.
Yeah.
Steven Seagal will be in the new Machete movie. I should have been in that.
That movie's gonna be something
it's gonna
else.
Be awesome.
That movie will be great. That movie features one of my favorite weapons of all time.
What's that?
A minigun strapped onto a motorcycle. That I consider a weapon to itself.
I'm really having a hard time watching him. Like,
yeah. Can I just ask you a question? Can you, Matt? Can we see both your hands while we're talking to you? It's a little.
No. But would you like to smell them?
Oh.
All right. You gotta go, man.
They smell like cordite.
No, seriously.
Lube.
You gotta go, man. I can't deal with this. Matt, yo, where's Goggs? Bring Goggs back
get
in. Goggs,
right.
Get over here.
I said I noticed that you had a gun in the house.
Okay,
I'm going to go
no,
make you
no,
up to
no,
that.
No,
goodbye.
I don't have a gun. Goodbye.
Oh, Jesus, Goggs.
Is he gone?
Yeah, he's
that
gone.
Was awful.
Sorry about that.
See, that's my problem.
I
yeah.
feel like I just kind of got, like,
I didn't understand
a little raped.
I didn't,
yeah, a little raped.
I didn't understand your complaint at first, but
yeah.
It's actually.
He's a hard ass, clearly. Clearly.
Well, something's hard.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? He's a brutal motherfucker, but when he talks about weapons, it's like he's reading a Danielle Steele novel.
But you know, the funny.
And the bazooka came out of the shower, and the towel dropped, and that's when the mailman knocked, and the mailman was the Taliban, and I don't know, just the guy's a fucking.
And the howitzer came
yeah.
out of the woods.
Yeah, and he fired again.
Right
and
with
again,
dude.
And again!
Cannon poised to fire.
Oh, you never get penetration like you get out of this bullet.
Wow.
That's how he talks, though. So that's that.
Future weapons.
Future, but it's a cool show.
That's the funny thing about cable nowadays. You get so many goddamn channels. Like, what channel was that on?
That was on History or Discovery.
I don't even know where that channel is.
That show actually showed off. Remember that gun from Wanted?
Oh.
Where she had that bend around the corner gun with the camera?
Yeah, that's real, right?
That's
real.
They showed that off on that show.
You know what was a gun that I wish was real?
Hmm.
Remember in RoboCop, he had like the handgun that shot like a machine gun?
They have those.
I want one of those.
Well, they
what
have
you gotta
those.
Do is remove the, like you could turn any handgun into that.
Oh, yeah.
A machine gun?
There's videos of fully automatic Glocks, they'll just.
Well, that's kind of what, I mean, that's basically what RoboCop.
RoboCop
it was
had
like
a 3-round burst.
It
though.
Looked like a Desert Eagle, basically.
It was like a big jacked up Desert Eagle.
Yeah, it was cool.
Alright, so there's that.
I always like the RoboCop. Guy.
Okay, so next up. Some. Broad. No, on the list it just wrote this fucking cunt.
Yeah, I didn't even.
I thought that this fucking cunt was the same fucking cunt.
No. So, we've got.
Damn you, CNN, and your need to.
Damn you,
ads.
CNN, with your ads. So we've got. Maybe we should let the interview play because I think, and then I'll comment afterwards because the interview is really what. Chirp my bird.
Chirp my bird.
So we gotta wait for this.
That we should make T-shirts for Molds. It says chirp my bird.
Chirp my bird.
All right, here we go.
Year of chastity.
Yeah. Chassis sounds like a stripper.
To go a year without sex that led to this book, Chastened, My Year Without Sex.
One year?
Elizabeth Anderson joins us now from New York to talk about this decision.
Yeah, I went 18
what she
years.
Discovered along the way, and how did it all come to this, Hebzibah?
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 Yeah, she's hot, people. She's attractive.
She's goofy. She's okay. She's not hot. Anyway.
She could get laid.
And she definitely could get laid.
I happened to
she's British.
My old college boyfriend
hotter now.
in New York. Both of us
looks like she had a stroke.
Thousands of miles away from her. And he was walking into De Beers to buy his new engagement ring. And it got me thinking about the relationships that have followed that.
It got me thinking about my relationship with my crumpets.
My first serious relationship, but he was also the last man in almost a decade to have
seen. I would have called it Chasmus.
Which is obviously a terrible indictment of my
romantic
choices. We all are supposed to...
She's still talking.
All right,
that it's not hard to wonder occasionally whether it's all worth it. Did you come to that conclusion we were stigmatized.
Fuck it, regardless.
I don't care about any of this.
Can we interview her? Because I think we can get in touch with her too.
Oh, you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we can get her by the phone.
All right,
can we get her on the phone?
Yeah. Let's see.
All right, she's on. Wait for her.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, be this now.
Hello, is this Hepzibah?
This is Hepzibah. Did you read my book? You did.
We heard about it.
Oh.
Now you wrote the book about forcing yourself into 1 year of chastity. You wrote a book basically explaining what I can only frame as the difficulty of keeping your birdish thighs closed for 365 days.
You see, I am a very...
Are you Russian?
You okay?
Is Hepzibah Russian?
I'm a bit of a cold, you understand? You know, it's very tough for me to speak about my vagina. It's...
It's all right, Hepzibah, just do the best you can. So here's my issue, Hepzibah.
Wait.
We've got...
What was the question again?
Well, I haven't...
Spit on your shoes for a shitting.
All right, you moistened bink. Oi. Listen, here's the issue. I've got... You wrote a book about...
You don't have
how
to
special
come.
It is to go 1 year without sex.
Oi.
What do you say about people who've had years of chastity thrust upon them?
Well, maybe they should learn how to lose a couple of pounds, you see. That's the way it is if you or Yankees didn't eat at McDonald's every other day.
I cannot place your accent.
Where are you from?
I don't remember!
Who spawned you and why?
Is this the real Hepzibah?
Oh, I gotta come clean with you blokes. This isn't the real Hepzibah. This is Hepzibah's sister, Hepzibah.
Oh, Hepzibah.
But you know,
Hepzibah, when's the last time you had sex?
1986, love. I met this fella outside of the fish and chips hut I did, and he...
You okay, Hepzibah?
I'm sorry, it brings back a lot of painful memories, it does. I said, I'll blow you for a shilling.
That's okay. I think we're...
Lucky Jack the Ripper didn't get at you.
It was that, I said 1985, not 1885, you bloody yank.
You
stupid git.
Nice.
This interview is
over. Hang on.
It's just nice to talk someone
out.
I have psychic powers.
What does psychic powers have to do with talking over the phone?
I'm talking you through the internet.
It doesn't make any sense.
Nothing makes sense.
Worst show ever.
Boy.
Well, regardless, you got this broad.
I'm back.
Oh, Jesus.
We need to get off this.
Yeah, well, regardless, she has the fucking stones to write a book about forcing herself into 1 year of chastity.
Yeah,
when you've got hundreds of people, dare I say millions.
Oh, millions. I'm in those millions for
who
a while.
Who it's not a choice.
No.
I guess maybe this helps them. They go, you know what? Now it's a choice. I'm a fucking, a warrus chug.
All this book is going to do, it's going to fuck with girls that are already in relationships that are going to be like, my boyfriend's a dick because he always wants sex. And now I don't have to give him that sex because I should stay in like a year. Like, what was her point of not having sex?
To make herself feel better. But she wasn't even in a relationship at the time to use it as a weapon against someone.
You feel better when you have sex.
Amen to that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Why would anyone read that book? You got two people that are going to read that book. Ugly broads that can't get laid,
mm-hmm.
which is like 0.002%, because any broad can get laid if they really want to.
Pretty much, yeah.
Or whores that think
Maybe I should stop horn ways.
Oddly enough, both those sects would buy the Twilight novels.
Hello.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that
my
was...
my favorite novel!
I'm glad we interviewed her, though, because it was on the list.
Yeah.
Oh, a whole year without sex. You dirty cunt. All right, so, next up. Oh, I'm done. That's all my hate.
That it? You done?
You sure you don't
hate? Unless we want to do that. Oi! Hello, man!
Oh, God. Enough.
I'm sorry.
Freshing the drink, governor?
No.
So, straight from the streets of Sussex they are. So, I guess that, unless we want to do the love segment.
Yes, I enjoy
it. But we should do that after the hate segment.
All right.
What's the love segment?
The love segment is where we turn it around.
Now, you also, in the wave, as we like to call it, in our show notes, you point out to a girl that is like the white precious.
Oh, that's not, it's not so much a hate so much as I've been enjoying just watching the videos.
What is this? Please share.
That's the
share.
One I sent to you. I sent to both of you guys, that one of her, like, threatening the camera.
Yeah, same with girl. The pipe.
Yeah.
What is this about?
So, there's this real, this big...
I don't think I watched it.
This big, thick juggalo. She has a whole...
Here,
she,
oh!
That's a girl.
Now, that's a woman?
Yeah. This might become a regular feature of the channel, is to do vlogs about...
Vlogs.
You know, size issues.
Oh my God!
That's the title.
She looks like you know. She looks like you guys remember Kid Rock's little midget buddy Joe C. She looks like a big fat version of Joe C. Because let me try to put the theater of the mind here. She's got a huge fat face, and the only reason that I know she's a woman is because Goggs has told me she's a woman. She has a more man style haircut than I do.
We'll put this link up.
Oh my God!
Well, here's the thing.
How did you come across this?
Well, Vinny sent the video of this broad threatening the camera because it was a Warcraft Guild threatened thing, and she's out in
West Virginia,
yeah.
Of course,
Morgantown,
of course.
And but the thing, the video that Vinny sent, the threatened video, which I think was the second link I sent, it's not part of her profile anymore.
Epic fail.
Yeah,
man.
Go here. This is fucking gold. You can't figure out it's a girl.
Oh my!
I thought this was a boy until she was like.
Well, she's wearing a bandana now.
Well, just let's let it go. It's phenomenal. It's.
I want you motherfuckers to see something. You know what this is?
She's holding a pipe.
This is the handle of my fucking two-ton jack. Solid fucking steel.
Oh. Roll.
You know why it's up front? In the front seat, and not in the back where my jack is.
So out of breath.
Because if you fuck with me, you're going to get it to the
I'm going
to
hit
head.
The cement brick.
She's hitting some bricks.
That's why.
Oh,
God. Pussies. Don't fuck with
she takes up the whole YouTube screen.
She takes up the whole YouTube. She's clogging the YouTubes. Call a virtual.
We're getting kind of a wide angle shot of her now.
Every angle is a wide angle shot.
Say shit to my face.
She calls people fat in this video, which is great.
I'm gonna hop out of the fucking van with this in my hand.
Okay, so that's gonna go on the website.
And at that point, I still thought it was a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you ever figure out that was?
At one point, she says. And then you people get mad, like, oh, she left the guild. I'm like, wait, she?
Wait, that whole threatened thing was about
Warcraft.
World of Warcraft? Oh, my God. So she was threatening to beat people with pipes because of World of Warcraft.
And then she's got, on the rest of her video, she's got her doing juggalo makeup. She's a big-time juggalo.
Well.
This is epic. This is gold. We need to keep up. We need to put a man on this 24/7.
She could be a Molehole Radio correspondent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would like to just see her eat.
Ugh.
Everything.
She would.
She would.
There
would
is nothing. There is nothing redeemable about her. She's.
You
a
know what was funny about that? I was watching that. I was sitting upstairs eating Cheetos.
Nice.
Playing World of Warcraft.
Did you stop
when you sent me that link? And I immediately put everything down and went downstairs and ran for 3 months.
That's why I'm not eating pizza tonight.
Yeah, because
I keep watching this link.
Fair enough.
And here's the thing. She's got, there's one episode where she goes through all the hormonal excuses why she's that big.
Genetic.
You can do your hair like that.
Yeah, like
quaff it up.
Quaff it up.
Yeah, quaff it up. You can have a fucking pompadour.
Move.
I could.
Yeah.
That's what happens with the mohawk.
Hell yeah, dude.
Anyway. Let's
so
very
seriously, you need to do it like that.
Do it like
all
that.
It's very visual.
Time.
It's like, hey man, what's your shirt look like? It's not very good for the show.
It's awesome.
Punch, punch, punch.
Hey,
I got him once.
Actually,
I tagged him once.
Kind of look like Peter Venkman.
Who?
Boom. No! He looks like Egon Spengler.
Egon Spengler is what I said.
Nice.
Peter Venkman was Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. Right. But, so, she's like, you know, I've tried all these diets. And I can't get thin, so it's clearly hormonal.
She's the real-life version of Fatty McGee. Remember that skit?
Oh, my God. I would like to see
Fatty McGee. You're the fat.
I kind of want to go to Morgantown and see if I can find her rolling around. I mean, just got to wait at the bottom of any hill. She'll end up there.
Morgantown's not that big, I mean.
And just chase her around, like slap her in the back of the head, and then run and see how far she can get.
All right, let's move on. Kristen Stewart from Twilight, she plays Bella.
Bella Swan.
She says that fame is like being raped.
Yes. She told a newspaper.
Yes.
That that being famous.
Yes.
And the whole fame monster, whatever, the paparazzi, is like being raped.
Wow. That's
a direct quote.
That doesn't downplay the significance of rape or anything.
No. I mean, I kind of want to get raped now.
Yeah, because I guess being raped means that you get to be famous for being in really bad movies and being a horrible actress and essentially bad at your job.
Yeah, you get to have a really shitty movie career.
Yeah.
Everyone loves you, and they're literally FedExing you bricks of cash.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But you know, that's what it's like to be raped. Yeah. I had no idea that's what it was like to be raped.
Now, here's something. It's a crazy quote. And she's a lunatic.
And but she's got
somehow
kind
of hot, though. I don't know what it is.
She's kind of hot, but she's the worst looking broad in that whole series.
Agreed.
Every other girl in that movie is better looking.
Especially
than
that one that does the Sobe commercials. Ashley Green or what?
Yes.
Oh my God. She is gorgeous.
Every time there was like a Teen People or Tiger Beat or whatever kids are on nowadays, photo shoot, they must tell those Twilight kids just to give the dopiest, most vapid, stupid fucking looks. It's like, imagine that you're on heroin. Go. And they just give this look like, some of their eyes sink into their heads. And every picture of her, she just looks dopey. She never see her smile. She's always like, she just looks like a cunt.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
And now she's talking like how famous, you know, I wish she wasn't famous.
Here's the thing, though.
I wonder if she would have said this about any part of her life, though. She's like, you know what, working at 7-Eleven is like being raped.
Right. I mean, don't you think, though, that I think we'll all get she'll definitely get her comeuppance, because I can't see her be going on to
be... How many Twilight books are there?
Well, there's only going to be, like...
There's four, right?
I don't know. Five, I think, but I don't think
there's... So she's got two more movies?
I think they're combining the last two movies.
Great.
I don't know. But
goodbye her career.
But here's the thing, though. After those movies, like, do you think she's going to go anywhere? I think that she's going to be at, like, sci-fi conventions and shit.
Yeah.
You know, I don't...
She's nothing. She's worthless. I can't believe she got the role in the first place, I guess.
Well, I can. You watch that. You watch that fucking movie. I mean, I...
Yeah, but they could have done better than her.
I guess, yeah.
I'd like to hear her quote after she actually... I'm not wishing this upon her, but let's say she got raped.
Yeah.
What do you think she would say?
That was a lot like Twilight.
Yeah. She's sitting there, like, giving her police statements, like, are you okay? Are you okay? It was just like being famous.
Speaking of Twilight, I read a really funny article. Cracked.com.
Not a lot.
One of our favorite websites here on the show. They have this new thing that's articles. And they just, like, you go to the screen and you can pick, like, a bunch of different articles. And they did one on Twilight, and they it's great. Everybody should go to their website and read it, because they break down each book, but they break it down, like, real cynically, like we would. Right. And it's really funny. And they say that the Twilight series is to literature what Mantos Hands of Fate is to film, and that was, like, a really bad Mystery Science Theater 3000 movie. You have to be an uber nerd to get that reference.
I didn't get that reference.
I did. But, anyway, they point out some facts that I didn't know. I forget the name of the lead guy. The guy that plays Edward.
Oh,
I forget his name. Patterson? Robert Patterson?
Pattinson.
Oh, well, anyway, I guess, like, he, like, after the first fucking Twilight movie came out, like, he just, like, ripped the books apart. Like, he didn't really know that they were going to be so big. And, like, I guess there's all these interviews where he just calls them, like, stupid. And
I think that kid could actually have a legitimate acting career.
I don't know. I watched that first Twilight, and that was pretty bad.
I know. It's garbagey. What are you going to do?
Anyway.
But fame.
The wave's gone.
I mean, all I'm saying is, I kind of hope that one day Molehole Radio gets famous enough so we feel like we've all been violated.
I already feel like I've been raped, but I think that's because you raped me every night.
Well, I mean, it's not... You can't rape the willing.
That bad guy made me feel like I got raped.
Yeah.
I'm glad I wasn't there for that.
Yeah.
Because that guy sounded... This seat's wet.
Well, why'd you make it wet?
I didn't.
I'm going to burn your house
down. Was Matt
down,
sitting here?
But you're going to blow me first.
Was Matt Matt was grinding all over that.
You will blow me first! I should have woke you up and made you blow. Those tapes are out.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, there's a Christian Bale. Someone did that mix. They took the Christian Bale rant and mixed that against the Mel Gibson.
Is it weird that now that Mel Gibson, now that we know what a fucking lunatic is, I kind of want to see him in a movie more now.
I still like him as an actor.
I want him in, like, a reality show.
He might be a shitty human being, but he's still a great actor.
I want, like, a Breaking Bonaducci segment with Mel Gibson. Like, a whole show.
You think
show.
Mel Gibson could be, like, the next Gary...
Busey?
Gary Busey.
Well, Gary Busey's credit...
Gary Busey's, like, a harmless lunatic.
Yeah, I mean, he's only harmful to himself.
I wouldn't call him harmless.
Well, he never, like, beat anybody. He never threatened anybody.
Well, no, he's never... All of his threats were fun. They were shenanigans.
Woo! What else?
We lost the wave, so now...
I know.
Now the punching starts.
Now I'm going to sleep.
I'm going to double action on you in the back of the head.
Man.
I hate that camera.
Yeah.
God!
Something I can think about while we're all just talking about movies and stuff. So, Ed Norton will not be the Incredible Hulk in the Avengers movie.
Yeah, now some other douches.
Well, they haven't announced it yet. They hope to announce it by Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con.
But it's Joaquin Phoenix?
That's the rumor.
Or Mark Ruffalo? Ruffalo?
I thought he died.
No.
Brad Pitt, I thought.
No, Mark Ruffalo is in the running.
Who's Mark Ruffalo?
He was in 50... He was in movies that I saw, but I don't remember. He was in, like, Wind Talkers and 54. He's getting some critical acclaim for The Kids Are All Right. Is that a movie?
I thought he died. I don't know.
He's
Who
alive.
Who am I thinking of? Brad... So, I don't know. Anyway,
well, this guy.
It sucks that Ed Norton's not going to be the Hulk. I liked that Hulk movie.
He was being a prick.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
Why?
He wanted creative control over the project.
He wanted a different ending.
Had it.
That's what Marvel gave him, but that's what Marvel said in their statement. Like that, it wasn't like a monetary issue. It was because
he didn't like the ending.
He wanted too much control.
They should have given it to him.
And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't like the ending either. So maybe his ending would have been better.
Bingo.
I like that Hulk movie though.
He was
good.
And
he was good
in
it.
It was all right.
It was good.
It was better than the other Hulk movies.
It was a good movie.
Well, it's hard to be.
It's better than the other Hulk movies.
It's
hard.
It couldn't have been worse.
Yeah, that first one with Ang Lee, that was fucking terrible. Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Moving on. There's a significant delay between that.
Yeah.
And what I'm doing right now, I'm gonna do a whole bunch of motions, and I'm gonna wait to see how long it takes.
It takes a while.
Go up there.
I moved that 10 seconds ago.
Now I'm sitting.
Now you're sitting.
Yeah.
Let's see when that. This is really poor radio.
Yeah, it's terrible.
This
here
it comes.
Yeah, there it is. There's the point.
There's a point.
Do you love something, guys?
We're talk. Wait,
what do you
by.
Love?
Stand by. Wait for it.
We've already seen
it. Wait for it.
I know what's happening.
There it is.
Look at him go. All
right. So, things I love. A lot of this was from break.com. This is great. This guy, this asshole's riding a power bike. He's trying to do a stoppie, and then
boom! Oh, that's awesome!
And then they hang on. He's now twitching.
Oh, he's definitely twitching.
I savored this.
Everything hurts, dude. No way.
Crying little punk
Why
ass bitch.
Why is he calling 911?
Because they don't want to get in trouble, because they just did something stupid. I relish this like a fine wine.
He wasn't going that fast, right?
No, he just fell on his fucking face. Look, if you rewind, they never show the fall again, but watch the fall. It's not even that bad. He just takes one on the shoulder. Like, he doesn't even... he takes a tumble of... The bike doesn't land on him. Watch.
Yeah, he got lucky.
He's doing a stoppie, for those of you, on the radio. He does a stoppie. He loses control.
Ooh,
the bike
shoulder.
Doesn't even land on him.
He's fine. He's fine.
But I savored that. I watched that 8 or 9 times today and just listened to him just whining like a punk. I hope he ruptured his spleen. Because you know what? He was doing something stupid. And this is what the stupids get. The stupids... Yeah. Need
Although,
to get cold.
We do hack fruit with Swartz.
I think.
And
of all
you know
the
what? If we die, no one should have pity for us.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, at least I'm being fucking upfront about it. Now go to the next one.
What else you got?
What's the next one? All my loves are really sadistic.
Airhorn kid.
This is awesome. This little. First of all, look at this fucking dullard. Airhorn. So you got this little fat kid talking in the camera, Blair Witch style.
And somehow there's a fatter kid in the house.
Oh, wow.
Now, he blasted this kid in the face.
That kid looks like Jabba the fucking Hutt.
Wait for the reaction. He's wearing a
Wow! How long did that take?
And it keeps going.
Really?
Go to, like, the second minute. And now he's trying to get up off the couch. Look at the thickness.
This fat kid.
Do it. He's so fat.
He's so
fat.
This is the fattest kid I've ever seen.
Oh my god, if my kid ever pulls that shit,
That's exactly what I thought.
No,
when I
way.
Thought, when I grew up, when I was like watching the video, I was like, if I have a kid and he looks like this, and this ever happens,
no.
I'm strapping him to the car and we're running.
Late-term abortion. You know what abortion. I'm going to do? When the kid's old enough to understand words, I'm going to sit him down in front of this video and say, don't ever fucking do that!
That's one of the reasons I'm not eating pizza right now. This is another reason.
Oh.
Look how unbearably fat that child
What's
is.
His shirt
oh,
say?
I'm
watching.
McLovin.
We watched one kid put an air horn to the face of another kid.
Yes.
And then the other kid started crying, and he cries for like 3 fucking minutes straight.
It's real bitchy.
He has a
gone.
Shirt that says, I am McLovin.
He looks like Stay Puft Marshmallow.
Man. Right. Like, you know what mayonnaise looks like? There you go.
Yeah, like mayo.
He's personified mayonnaise.
Okay, go to the last video. Last video is great, too, because I can't figure out whether this kid is, like, Asian or Hispanic or whatever, but he talks like kind of a dummy.
Today I'm taking a full clip with a mini Uzi airsoft. 50 clips in 2 seconds.
It's an airsoft.
Beat that.
Yeah.
Beat that.
It's an airsoft.
And then he talks shit. This is the best.
Hit me in the back of the head.
Look at those fucking loins back there. Look at those hindquarters.
What's an airsoft gun?
Those little plastic BBs.
Little plastic BBs.
Now, that's over.
Punk. Now, well, look at the damage. The damage is kind of fun.
I want my $20. Let me see the back.
Look at this.
Oh, wow.
Peppered. He's got holes. He's got bloody holes.
You said I'm being a witness. I got in here by the last 10 BBs. You little bitch, I'll knock your guys' ass and out.
Now you will.
Yeah. You got no skill? Shit, you're not under my level. You're below my level.
What?
He says you're not under my level. You're below my level.
What does that even mean?
Yeah. Wait, go back. He takes a bunch in the gut, too, and they're kind of fun.
Ah.
Keep going. Back up a little more. Back up a little. Back up beyond that. Keep backing up a little. Back up. Back up.
Oh, my God.
Back up.
Oh
shit. Ooh.
And then go later in the video. It shows them all puffed up. They look like fucking
I don't ever see that anymore.
Here, look at these things.
Oh, my God.
Look at this guy. Barnacles on him. He's fucking bleeding.
Wow.
This is not good radio, but
those are things I love this week.
So Gogs likes watching like stupid people hurt themselves.
Yeah, I love it. I can't get enough. Oh, this is not good radio, but this is awesome. You got a Tubbo, right? Like a big fat, big country white boy, sleeveless shirt, wearing a fucking he's got boxing mitts on.
Boxing mitts.
Okay. Now he's boxing another kid in a parking lot. And he there's no audio, but he's talking shit. They tap gloves. There's a skinnier kid. The kid's dancing around. Big country is trying to get his bearings, right? Skinny kid. Boom. Nothing. Boom. Makes contact. Fat kid's falling. Fat kid getting wailed in the head. And he gets King Hippo'd now.
Oh.
And there it is.
Oh.
Out.
He is laying on the ground, sprawled out. He is out cold. Arms.
King Hippo.
He's just fucking akimbo.
Everybody needs to go to break.com right now.
And now the other kid's talking shit and just marching around him.
He knocked him off.
Now wait for the fat, wait for Big Country to stand up. So this kid is laid out on the ground. Everybody's walking up. I don't know if they're talking shit or pissing on him or what. And now he's like, I'm gonna get up now. I gotta go. And then you got an illegal guy coming through the camera. And then now he's like, and it's Sentra time.
Nice.
And down he goes again. Double knockout. I love it. Break.com, if you just type the words fat kid or fail or hurt.
So Gogs likes watching people get hurt.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I can't blame him for that.
I fucking relish in it. And it's not like people getting hurt. It's not like a fucking, you know, I don't like watching people get hit by cars or anything.
Right.
Or like get a stack of bricks land on them by accident. But I love it when people force themselves into a situation and then they get hurt. Like someone has chosen to get hurt. I can't get enough of it.
So there you go.
Brownie.
Yeah.
You know what? I love brownies.
I also love brownies.
So do y'all love or hate anything this week?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Brownies.
I love peanut butter chocolate brownies.
I love really bad English accents.
Oi!
Oi!
I call him Chazwongus.
Yeah. I love sleeping, even though I don't get to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Why don't you sleep?
I'm just always tired because of work.
Oh. I know what I hate.
Go.
Wind. Here's why. So, when I sleep...
Wind.
When I sleep upstairs, we have the fan.
Which generates wind.
It generates wind. I like it cold. I can't sleep if it's too hot. I crank the temperature down. It's like 68, 69 degrees when I sleep.
Hang me.
Now, if I don't wear a cap, like a ski cap, while I'm sleeping...
You wear a sleeping cap.
I do.
You're like friggin' Ichabod Crane.
I wake up with a fucking wicked-ass headache because of the wind.
It's not because of the temperature?
Nope. Nothing to do with the temperature.
Why don't you turn the fan off?
Laura likes the fan.
Oh, now you blame your wife.
No, that's why I don't turn the fan off.
I like the fact you have a sleeping cap. Does it have like a little...
No, it's a snow cap.
Like, you're the guy from the night before Christmas.
Ichabod Crane.
Mm-hmm. What? I like that.
Yeah. Well,
what about outdoor natural wind?
Also,
uh-oh.
I hate that movie about the wind.
I don't even know
the Happening.
Oh, that movie sucks.
That was about pollen.
Well,
now the wind
essentially wind. Yeah, it was really terrible. Bad.
Do you like kites?
No,
I don't like M. Night Shyamalan at all.
No,
that guy sucks.
And the forest fire.
Signs was good. I liked
Signs. Signs was not good.
Signs was the last
Anthony,
good movie.
You're listening. Tell him that Signs was not good.
Anthony, shut up, Anthony.
Anthony likes The Fountain.
Everybody likes The Fountain.
It's but
good,
me.
Good movie.
All right, moving right along.
What do you hate, Tej?
I hate my job, but that we've already been through many times.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
But that's all that happens. Like, I hate my job, and I want to go to sleep, and...
You must hate something.
How about Armand White?
I hate... Oh, yeah, Armand White. Armand White, I do hate Armand White.
His name
White.
Should be Armand Hammer.
Armand White is a guy that's been brought to my attention, care of Film Drunk, another website that I frequent daily. Armand White
he's
a troll critic, basically. He's like, you know, like on YouTube or on like any kind of forum, internet forum, you always have what you call the troll.
Don't feed him.
And it's just the person that comes to just start drama.
Right.
Well,
I heard you're supposed to save that for your mama.
Boom. The example that I first came across was that this guy, Armand White, became the first critic out of 135 critics to pan Toy Story 3.
Yeah, he's like, I think he's the only one still.
The weekend of Toy Story 3, Rotten Tomatoes put out their fresh meter or whatever, and there was 135 reviews.
Fresh.
All of them glowing. You know, some more so than others, but all of them were positive.
Right.
He was the only critic to pan the movie, and he hated it, and he was like, I can understand hating a movie, but like the claims that he makes are insane. Like, well, first of all, he ends his review by saying that that Jonah Hex is basically a cinematic masterpiece.
You know what? I like what he writes here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you would because it's saying how it's commercialism
it's
product placement.
But brand placement. I like what he says there.
Yeah.
I feel his pain.
We haven't seen the movie yet.
I don't care.
What if he's incorrect?
He probably isn't.
And the thing is...
He probably isn't.
I can appreciate being a person that hates popular movie.
It smells awesome.
It'll give
I'm
you
good.
These.
And no, it won't. You're an anomaly, sir.
Vinny is just cramming the brownie that he just is passing around the room into Gogs' face.
He's sitting here showing off his guns and such.
His muscles.
He's eating brownie. Dude, we should start a mole ad campaign for just bad habits. It should just be bad things you do, but it's always got you, like milk does a body good, but it's like you're just chugging whiskey, but like flexing.
But, I can appreciate, the list of, the other article has the list of movies that he likes.
Now, let's go through that list, because there's a couple that he likes that I like, and I'm ashamed to say.
I mean, okay,
Gamer?
So
scroll down. No,
He badmouths Toy Story because it's product placement, but he likes Transformers 2.
All right, go through read out the movies he likes.
So, I mean, what are you talking about, you know?
He likes Transformers 2.
Hated it.
Land of the Lost, liked it.
Not bad.
dance flick.
Didn't refuse to see it.
Terminator Salvation.
Awful.
Next Air, I don't know.
No, too ethnic.
Fanboys, I don't know.
Loved it.
It's terrible.
Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Not gonna watch it.
Bedtime Stories.
Don't know it.
Transporter 3.
Never saw it.
Noah's Ark Jumping the Broom.
I don't know what that means.
Death Race, which
loved it.
Looked terrible.
It was terrible.
Guilty Pleasure.
The Wedding Director.
No idea.
War Inc.
Enjoyed it.
I loved War
Enjoyed
Inc.
Enjoyed it.
I could watch that over and over. For me, War Inc. is a lot like
Idiocracy.
Are you sure you guys aren't thinking of Lord of the War?
No, War Inc.
War Inc.
The one with
John Cusack.
Cusack.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated that.
And,
love them.
And what's her name? That the singer broad.
I know. Yeah.
Hilary Duff.
Is that who that was?
The skanky, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Mm.
The Foot First Way.
Foot First Way. Yeah,
that
loved
was a good
it.
Movie.
Chaos Theory, never saw.
Never saw.
Dark Matter.
Don't know.
All right, let's go through a few movies.
No, go to finish it up.
Oh, this takes forever.
Yeah, nobody
CJ
cares.
CJ7, Bonneville,
nope.
How She Moved from
nope.
Sunday, Tyler
nope.
Paler, Married,
no.
Reservation, Red Name, Dad. How Can I Never Let You, Chuck and Larry, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, Mr. 3000, Norbit War, What Happened in Vegas?
Nope. Go.
Bad movies, according to Armin. Julie and Julia, Transformers, Hunger, Gamora, Revolutionary Road, The Cure.
Wait, stop. Time out. Transformers was a bad movie.
That's what I'm saying.
But Transformers 2 was a good one.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
He doesn't like... I mean, just go... You don't have to cherry pick those.
Go.
Hey, The Wrestler, Doubt I'm Not There, Gran Torino, Sweeney Todd, The Demon, Barber, and Mark, Like the Raider, Milk, The Class 4, Month, 3 Weeks to 2 Days, Heart and Minds, Across the Universe, The Dark Knight, Paranoid Pork, Hairspray, All the Real Girls, Undertow, The Assassination of Jesse James, The End of the World, Gone Baby Gone, Iron Man, Flight of the Red Balloon, American Gangster, Snow Angels, In Bruges, Wally, Talk to Me, There Will Be Blood, Knocked Up, Michael Clayton. Boy, I dropped it, Thunder, Winter, Curse, Blood, Lotus, City Code, New York, Zodiac, I Love You, Man, 310, Yuma, Belfast, Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, Every... Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, which was a good
awesome
movie, by the way.
Well,
Eastern
went...
Promises, Cachet, Christmas Tale, Frozen River, Thirst, In the Loop, Funny People, every single Harry Potter, Brunner, Hump Day, Public Enemies, The Hangover, Away We Go, every single Pixar film, Star Trek, State of Play, and 500 Days of Summer.
I mean, you listed a million good movies there. I mean, The Wrestler...
Some were shitty.
The Wrestler is amazing.
310 Yuma was good.
I enjoyed it.
It was okay.
310 Yuma
ending
was good
was
till the end.
I love the ending.
Ending was fucking retarded.
It was a good end.
He decides to go to jail to help the guy?
It was dumb. It was dumb.
Yeah, he had turned around.
Also a remake. So, but anyway,
the
guy...
dude from fucking Alpha Dog that was in 310 Yuma, though?
Yeah.
That guy was
he's
fucking
awesome.
Rugged
he's
as
good.
Shit.
The point is, the guy is just very strange. And his reviews, like, if you act, like, go up, click to... are you in the Inception one? Yeah. Yeah. Read his sentence there about Inception. Christopher Nolan, the director of The Dark Knight and The Prestige. He's got a new movie coming out with Leonardo DiCaprio called Inception.
Looks awesome.
And
did
it
get 100% on Rotten Tomatoes?
It looks amazing.
Really?
Yes, it's already getting like crazy. But read that first sentence.
This one here?
That's an excerpt from his review. It's a crazy, like, it doesn't even, I can't even understand how that's one sentence.
Like Grand Theft Auto's quasi-cinematic extension of noir and action flick plots, Inception manipulates the digital audience's delectation for relentless subterfuge.
What the fuck does that even mean?
No
and
idea.
Then read the film drunk, the white part after that. It's funny.
That was actually one complete sentence, by the way. I liked it precisely as originally written because, as me and Armin know, capitalization is for conformists. Wake up, sheeple! Only your thesaurus can save you from being crushed in the machinations of sovereign paradigm.
I like that.
Oh, film drunk. They're so
wake up, sheeple. I'm still
yeah, this guy, Armin White, is a lunatic. I really want to see Inception. If you want to read some funny reviews, go to Film Drunk and follow the links and read his nonsensical reviews. He also claims that the film writers that made the movie Crank and Crank 2... while I like those movies, he basically says they're the only screenwriters nowadays that are making anything that's worthwhile watching.
That's false.
I'd agree.
So he's out of his goddamn...
Crank 2 was awesome.
Crank 1 was awesome, but it's a goofy movie. It's not, like, great.
I can't wait for Crank 3.
Are they really making
They have to. He's still alive.
That's true.
Chev Chelios is not dead.
All right. How long have we gone?
It's almost
I'm
nine.
Tired.
We're
I'm
done.
Gonna go to bed.
We're done with this.
I love you people, but I would totally fuck her.
Yeah. She's dope. Such a fucking dope.
I'm with you.
You wouldn't bang that?
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm saying she looks like a dope.
We're talking about the chick from Twilight. I don't know, man. She's pretty cute. There's something
like
about
her. Dummy.
They're all dummies.
She looks like a younger. We were just
Julianne
talking
Moore?
About. No, we were
no.
just talking about her brother. Cusack, Joan Cusack. She looks like
no!
a, she looks like a younger, hotter
Joan Cusack's weird looking.
Yeah, she's not.
I always thought that John Cusack.
Confession. I have a thing for Joan Cusack.
Do you really?
I always thought that John Cusack and Joan Cusack were the same person.
Joan Cusack in War Inc. I don't know why. So I'm just,
really?
Yeah, she does it for me.
Yeah, you like the way she yelled at him.
She's got that weird.
Joan Cusack in School of Rock. Not attractive in that.
Yeah, she's not attractive. But whatever.
In her heyday, I think she was.
In her heyday, I bet she was real good looking.
Heyday? When did she have a heyday?
I bet she was real good looking.
10 years ago?
She always looked like that. Go back in the 80s.
When she's singing White Winged Dove?
Are we done?
Joan Cusack.
Can we be done now?
We're done.
White Winged Dove. Sing songs as she sings.